Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, football as well. Welcome to the Steve Anderson Radio Show. Guys, tonight, December 13th, 2022. It's episode 98. 98 episodes went by extremely, extremely fast, guys. Extremely fast. So 98 and counting. God say the same, right? So I hope and pray that everything is going well with you guys, your family, and ending up this year with a beautiful Christmas, and with the co-host will be on shortly to also give a warm, I would say, celebration of Christmas to you and your family. All positive things going on to the new year. And I think, believe, next topic, we're going to get to the topic of some joyful things to end up the new year with going into the 2023. But I'd like to say we have the posted the Gifts of Joy Christmas Children's Toy Drive. And I want to say that, guys, on the toy drive, I'm going to post more information on it. And I'd like to say this is the 10th annual toy drive. Yes, 10 years. And this is something that's been kept very, very quiet when I first got into it. A young lady named Amy, I met her at the stores at home in the summertime, and she had mentioned that, Steve, you should do something. And I've been moving around so fast and playing golf and traveling over here. At the time, I think it was, I don't know where I was at. I think it was in Ohio. It was all over the place, right? So that'd be fantastic. We did a football camp years ago. I think a lot of people don't know about it. We did a football camp over in Shreveport. But I've done a few things here and there. But I said, you know what? I said, okay, let's do it. Because initially it was going to start off with an event that was going to be for summer, giving back, you know, do the books and things like that for the kids. And even get to the point to give into, like, the younger generation, too, for high schools and things like that, just donations. And I ended up saying, let's go, you know what, let's just do a Christmas, do something for Christmas. I always love Christmas. I love this month. I love that people seems to be, like, they kind of slow down with a lot of anger and bitter going to Christmas, a lot more smiles than during the middle of the year. So it's very, very exciting to see that for me and everybody else's smiles. I've always been observant, right? So I said, let's do toy drives. We did toy drives, and yes, it's 10 years going by. But I like to say this, it's not just me, the toy drive. It's not just me, okay? I've had help doing this toy drive, and that's why I put Santa's helpers on there from, I would say, let me see, from Bekeetra Brown, I would say that. Capricia Brown, her daughter, been there. From Robert to Jenny Steele, Andre Spence, Jamie Brown, Eric Zeno, Chuck Foster, and I'm going to give you guys more names and as people have been like sponsors, quiet donators that's been a part of it. So is that not just Stevie Anderson, 10 years of a toy drive? And I would advise everyone, guys, to start doing this. It's fun, starting this gift or giving or any time giving toward kids, because it's just something like a light bulb just hits you inside too. I've always been a giver. People know that. I've always been giving quiet my whole life, right? But I guess after 10 years, I guess it's okay now to kind of let people know to give more and to keep giving. And I want you guys to look at that. But again, I will post more about the toy drive and a lot of beautiful inside angels, in a sense, that's been not just the helpers, but a lot of people that's been donating, was monetary to actual toys, bikes, the whole nine. I think the last few years have been really, really beautiful for kids coming up and being raffled for bicycles. That's a very, very beautiful, beautiful. It's a beautiful sight, guys. So I would advise everyone that's listening, even if you don't believe in Christmas, hopefully after this show you start believing in Christmas. If not, give. Give during this time. It's a time to celebrate, right? Whether you believe it or not, just come on, celebrate. Enjoy. Enjoy the month. You never know. You know, the magic might hit you inside if you be that giver. Well, we'll get to the topic tonight. The topic, guys, we're going to be discussing tonight is the importance of giving and giving from the heart. The importance of giving, but giving from the heart. And we're going to get into that tonight. We're going to get into also, we're going to give you a biblical term on giving. We're going to go to a biblical term. A scripture in Proverbs. We're going to give you some examples of giving from the biblical standpoint, the willing giver, the big little giver, and the stingy giver. Then we're going to get into also, we're going to discuss types of giving on another platform as financial, emotional, physical, spiritual. Also, too, what do people give? We're going to talk about that. And why do people give? And we're going to give some excellent example of unselfish giving. And one, two more others we're going to get into tonight. Then we'll start the show. How do we learn to give? Very, very important. How do we learn to give? A lot of people just don't, in a sense, don't know how to give. They want to give. But sometimes we just got to go in the goodie bag and pull it out and give it to somebody. You go from there. I know it's been funny, but we'll get a little more specific tonight in the show. And then also, too, how can we teach our children to become givers? Even the children. We'll talk about that. And when does giving go wrong? When does giving go wrong? And to be thankful for the gifts you receive. We'll get into that. So these are some of the topics that we're going to go into giving. And it gets out there really, really deep in a sense of the giving. And also, too, I'm going to give you a couple of stories of myself that I have personally gone through, and it always give you that knock on the head to, like, keep moving, keep giving, and keep enjoying life, okay? So I'm going to give you a definition of giving. Okay, I'm going to give you a definition of giving. It's a providing love or other emotional support or caring, right? And then also, too, I'm going to give you the biblical true meaning of giving. From a biblical standpoint, it said the essence of giving in freeing people from their psychological chains or idols, altering their way of thinking by providing solutions, revealing to them new possibilities. And that's right there. That's within a nutshell what I just broke down. That's what we're going to be kind of hitting on tonight. I'm going to say it again. The biblical true meaning, okay? It's biblical. It says the essence of giving and freeing people from their psychological chains or idols. Altering their way of thinking by providing solutions, revealing to them new possibilities they never heard of, and empowering them to take charge of their lives once again. That's what we'll get into. And guys, I'd like to say this too, guys. There's a lot of things going on out there too before we get started. out there that's so negative and just heart-wrenching in a sense, in a bad way. I would say that they still haven't found the killers of those individuals that the young ladies in Idaho and the young gentlemen. The reason why I keep kind of relying on my head because I just had a tournament not a few months ago up in Idaho, and somebody I played ball with up that way back in the day with New York was right across the river. But it keeps going back into my head. And for some reason, I think Nancy Grace wants to always say what she was saying, that has a man could be a possibility of the incident. I think when you being judged, when you look at things, you have to always weigh it both ways. Whatever you do in life, you always sit back, and people tell you, that people that know me, I've always sat back and kind of analyze everyone and watch. But when you analyzing people and watching, in my perspective, I actually think that it could possibly be a female or females involved also. Now, this is my opinion. It could be anyone else, but no one's talking about anything about a female. They're saying straight, it's a guy. Well, you don't know who it may be. Won't you just investigate the situation before you start being judgmental? Only God knows. And, you know, we pray that they find out who did that with the crime. Hold on 1 second, guys. Thanks for calling Students Radio Show. Who's calling?
Randy Himes.
Guys, this is Randy Himes. Randy Himes is, if you don't know who he is, you wouldn't know who he is. It's Elite 360. It's Randy Himes, Baltimore Ravens finest, okay? Baltimore Ravens finest, NFL. Randy Himes is a prime example. Randy, thanks for joining the show. Randy Himes is a prime example, guys, that he gives. He gives. I've been watching him. He gives. He goes out and he gives to the youth, and he may not say this, but I'm going to tell you, he's been giving to the youth for quite some time, giving, support, teaching, training, the way to go, which is in the book. It's in the book. You got to teach someone to train to go. And as a matter of fact, too, Randy, I would like you to join the show. We're going to get into the teacher part of it after the New Year's. We're going to really hit the teachers, probably for a whole month of just teachers, and we're going to start this campaign with the teachers. But Randy Himes, guys, I would say around the world, he's been an awesome gentleman of helping and training young boys and girls on and off the and on, in sports and off the field. Randy, it's so wonderful to have you on the show. And Randy, at the same time, I was kind of breaking down my thoughts were about the situation. And I know a lot of parents out there that has situation with deaths and killings and stuff have been solved. And I was just kind of throwing out there. It's like, you know, I've been watching this in Iowa because we're Idaho because I just kind of left there a few months ago playing golf. And but I think Miss Nancy Grace, she said it was a guy that was involved. She said, find the guy, find him. Well, I was just saying you can't be judgmental out the box when something like this is going on. It could be a female involved, too, or females. You just never know. And just at the end of the day, we're just praying for those families that be resolved. So that's what I was getting into. But Randy Himes, the topic tonight, the importance of giving and giving from the heart. So I already kind of broke it down by Randy Himes. He gives from the heart. He gives from the heart. What do you think about that, Himes? Let me ask you a question. Could you tell everyone, the audience, what you do for is giving your actually your program, and then two, I would like love for you two to tell, let everyone know what happened to you in your life. We're not saying necessarily relatives. What happened to your life away from home that someone did for you that you want to share to the people around the world that kind of kept you, that spice going for giving. Can you do that for me?
Oh, man, I can definitely, touch on that. My high school football coach, Carl Terrebonne. He played football at Louisiana Tech. And so, you know, as a kid, you know how it is when you're watching your mom, dad, or whoever your guardian is. If you was a kid that was, like you say, observing, I was a very observing kid. I used to watch, watch people, you know, my close ones that did things of, you know, giving back and not, you know, not so much with things, but just, you know, with information.
Information
is a big, big deal in our community. You know, the old saying is you can take this information or you can leave, you know, this information that I'm giving. Some take it, you know, and some find out the hard way later and wishing they had taken that information, you know, with them.
Right. But you know what you're saying is true. See, that's what I think we had this conversation not too long ago. We were saying about a lot of gentlemen, a lot of ladies. I think I see a lot with more, just as much the ladies. They seem to always spread knowledge. Sometimes you have some men, you have some triple OGs. When I say triple OGs, men-wise, I would say those guys from 70 and up, right? Sometimes they would get on and say, sit down, son, let me tell you something. Just sit down right here. And I said, okay, all right. They're going to be a little mean with it, you know, but they are, because I guess they're some of the things they kind of not regret in a sense, but they missed out on, right? And they kind of still have a little bit of work. But you'll find the real triple OG man, I say from that 60 or 80 years old, or 70, 100, they'll break you down and they'll be like, listen, this is what you need to do. This is the way you do it. And then bum, 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 right? So what you're saying is true. Sometimes you find the ladies, the older ladies, young ladies, in a sense, I'm going to say that right because I don't want the ladies to get mad at me, right? So I'm saying the ladies, or real women, they'll give it to you, but they're not going to be kind of hard with you, but they'll break things down to you. But this is what's missing today, what you have, that knowledge that you were giving from the older gentleman breaking things down to you. The problem is, too, I don't know if it's guarded by the parents in a sense right now, because we're going to get into that, but you have a lot of parents that's guarding their kids so much that they're missing, the kids are missing information from others. Now, knowing the parents, you're not here to learn everything and know everything. You have to let these kids learn some things, but also, too, all your advice is not all the advice they need to make it through life. You know, but go ahead. And now we have Miss Deborah Gibson, Westbrook. This is the queen of dance in a sense and film. But go ahead, Miss Gibson. How you doing tonight? Yeah.
Hey, I'm doing great. I just want to say condolences to Michigan. I'm sorry, not Michigan, Mississippi State. The coach. He died. Yeah, he passed from a heart condition. He was 61 years old. So I just want to say condolences to his family.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Sorry about that. Yes, condolences here for sure. For sure. So Randy was talking about, I said, can you give us a time in his life that someone gave him something? And giving could be, giving from the heart is broad, right? So there's different types of financial, emotional, physical, spiritual. Could you give us that time, Ms. Gibson, that someone gave something to you, a gift in a sense, that, can you share that with the audience?
Yes, you know something? My grandfather never failed to show up at the house with something for us. And we knew, and it wasn't because we had to, but it was because he loved us. And when we saw his truck coming, we would meet, we would meet him at the end of the road. We meet at the end of the road and jump on the back of the truck. Because he always had something for us. And it, I don't care if it was a basket of apples or a basket of oranges. We didn't really care what it was. We just knew he was coming with something. And he never, ever, ever showed up without something. And when we were kids, we just thought, this grandpa, this is what he's supposed to do. But as you got older, you realize, wow, he did that because he loved us. That's from the heart. Mm-hmm. That's what I remember more than anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was real cool.
Okay. So that's beautiful. So let me do this then. And we're going to come back to that because I want you to also, too, to explain why we into the show, someone that helped you also, too, outside the family, that on your travel,
right,
that did something for you special that you can talk about. But, okay, so I gave a definition of giving, okay, earlier. I said the biblical true meaning is that the essence of giving is freeing people from their psychological chains or idols. I'm going to say it again. The essence of giving is in freeing people from their psychological chains or idols, altering their way of thinking by providing solutions, revealing them new possibilities they never heard of, and empowering them to take charge of their lives once again. Now,
right.
I have a biblical term over here. Hold on one second. I have a biblical term over here also, too, Himes, let me check this out. So the importance of giving, okay, it said Luke 6:38. Okay, this is one of the compliments to comments that was given. It said, give and it shall be given unto you. You give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, all right, pressed down, shaken down, and planning over shall it be poured back to you. Okay? And Proverbs says, do not withhold good from those whom it is due. I'm going to say it again now. I want y'all to listen to this. Everybody in the whole world, please listen to this. Please listen to this. It said, Proverbs said, do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to act. Okay? That's third chapter, 27 verse. Okay? That's in Proverbs. Now, it said, NIV said, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. So these are some topics that actually generate and circulate around we're doing as people around the world, period. It does. So I would say this, too. Then we have here, too, we have what are the three types of giving in the Bible. Randy, we have this. It said the willing giver, okay, it's from Abraham, offered his own son, Genesis, in the second chapter, 1st and 19th verse. We don't have those today, so we're going to erase that. Nobody's going to do that. Okay, but that's the difference, right? That's the difference. Abraham, the willing giver, okay, offered his son, his only son, okay? Then we have the big little giver, the widow, who as she gave two mites, answered the question, what is giving? And gave all she had. Mark 12,
that's
chapter 14, verse. Gave all she had now.
Right.
That's the big little giver.
Right.
Then we have the almighty, almighty stingy giver. Stingy giver, all right? Saul, who wanted to offer the spoils of the Amalekites. So in 1 Samuel 14, chapter 17, 23 verses. And said the principle of giving is giving secretly, give with joy, and you receive as much as you give. It is the thought that counts. So,
right.
So this giving right here, and I was saying, Ms. Gibson, that Randy, he has been doing a wonderful, wonderful job of giving. I don't know if someone's making some noise in the background. Someone making noise in the background, a lot of noise. But
is that me?
Okay, Randy has been doing an excellent job in the sense, guys. I say he's been doing a wonderful job. He'll be excellent when he become an OG, still doing the same thing. Right now, he's still going through. He gets some things done, but he's giving. We're giving that. No, he's doing a wonderful job. He is, Randy. Thank you for giving the youth and whatnot. So, Randy, let me ask you a question. How do you feel when you give to someone and you give it from the heart because you do that? How do you feel when you award some of those young kids
the knowledge and talent that you've been learning? And could you explain what it does, Elite 60? Could you explain what is Elite 60?
Elite 160.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes me feel good. I mean, you know, glad you're speaking on that. How does it make me feel? I just ran into one of my student athletes tonight in Walmart. Ran into him. He was, you know, he ready to, you know, to get back to working out and training. So what he did was, now I'm not going to say he disobeyed me, but he wanted my opinion on if he was to stay at Texas Southern or to go over to U of H. And I was explaining to him a year ago, he was on a team at Texas Southern, but I don't know, you know, who talked to him or whatnot, but someone at U of H, one of the coaches at U of H was offering him a preferred walk-on spot, you know, which was to reel him in, you know, over there. And so I was like, man, I'm like, you're doing okay right now where you're at right now. And, you know, like I say, I'm trying to drop a nugget. He want to listen so bad. He know I'm right. But he's immature to his own manhood. And so just right in the night, I asked him, I said, hey, man, how did that go over at U of H? Because I told him, I told him I would think I would stay at Texas Southern because you're already on the team already. You're not on the team at U of H. It didn't go well. So now he's to go back to Texas Southern in the springtime to play ball. So that makes me feel good, and you know, because they knew that I was right all along. Because it takes them, especially you know, now they up in age, you know, they're a little older from years ago. But that right there makes me feel good, knowing not about me being right, but he knew that I was right. I wasn't trying to be right. I just told him, I don't think, in my opinion, I didn't tell him not to go. So that's dropping a nugget. I'm not telling you not to go, but just make sure when you make a decision, don't look back, you know. And like I say, obviously, it didn't go like it should went, and now, you know, he's back. You know, he's going to be going back to Texas Southern, which makes me feel good, you know, because he knew that I was right.
Right.
You know.
Right. 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 Right, and that's good,
because I mean, I do a lot of mentoring to the youth, because the one thing that our youth lack is information, and that's the reason why our youth behave the way they behave, because a lot of the time they're not getting it at home, and they behaving like in the classroom. You get students or student athletes, they acting out. And it's only because they don't know. They pretending like they know. They really don't know. And that's the one thing our youth is lacking is information. Just imagine if all of us had was able to be, you know, I was around Stevie Anderson, guys. Stevie taught me the ropes. So when I got to the NFL, I was already ahead of the scale already. You know, some of the things that I, you know, you would have thought you got, you know, from somewhere else, you know, as far as in every level you go, because you learn each level as you grow. I learned a lot more informational from Stevie than anybody else, you know, because each level, you know, if someone is teaching you, are you running across someone who, you know, who's been where you're trying to go? So that's why I say I'm very observant. I listen to my high school coach, my basketball coach, and that's a true statement, because it does take a village to raise a kid. You know, when mom was working or dad was working, you know, that they son or daughter was around someone positive, which they got the, you know, they was able to receive the blessing. And the child was able to reap the reward. And that's why you'll hear people say, man, you're so blessed to have a kid like him, because the parent received the blessing, because that parent, you know, was at work, you know, they raised a good kid, but that kid was also, too, being a good kid
you know, taking in, you know, sucking in all the information from people, you know, who was heading. It might have not made sense, but it made sense along the way.
Right.
No. What you're saying is you're exactly right. I'm not saying no that you're wrong. No, that you're right, because that comes from up above. Like I tell people, we're going to definitely do this topic. I said, I'm going to let people know that you have to be a saint to believe in God. We got to get that cleared up, because a lot of people think you have to be a saint to follow Jesus. You don't have to be that, okay?
Right.
Everybody say live abundant life, you know, but we're going to get to that. But once you're part of the law, but I would say this. What you're saying, Randy, is true. At the end of the day, it does shine on the parents for having that kid like that. And thanks for what you said for us. But at the same time, I got that from my parents, my older brother. And he got it from that their parents, their grandparents. You know what I mean? So it having that parent to be able to accept criticism, to sit down and learn a gift to give to others. Because I'll be honest with you, there are some people, me personally, if I'm not giving, if at the time be like, okay, I want something financial. Okay, well, hold on a second. Let me see something. Okay. If I have it to give, I give. Or you know what? I'll be like, wait, you don't need this right now. We need to talk to your, get your mind straight, give you this gift first before you give you that, because the way you're thinking right now may not be ready for you financially, because you're still going to miss the boat, the point, right? The gift that's coming from up above. And so I have to say this, I'm actually afraid, in a sense, not to give knowledge. Sometimes it's right there in my face to give. That's just me. Everybody else, now that's some stingy givers out there. They're different. But for me, thank you for saying that. But that's my job. That's my job. That's what I'm supposed to do. But go ahead, Ms. Gibson. I want to say something. I know we have a cell phone, but go ahead.
It's our job. There's a scripture that says the elders are to teach the young. So we are the elders now.
Yes.
You hear me say this all the time. I was telling Steve, I said, well, you weren't born yet. I said, but your mom used to tie it up in the fourth grade. We got in trouble. And I was telling how she would send my cousin and me to the kindergarten to get his oldest brother, Anthony, was in kindergarten. And he would always get us in trouble because he would kick us in our knees and take off running. And then she would be in the hallway saying, did I say don't run? Don't run. And by the time he would get to her, he was like, They did it. So me and Luella would always get in trouble. Mm-hmm. And so, but so now we're elders, and I took my nephews to the game this weekend. One is 10 and one is 12. So I drove them from Ruston to the Superdome. That was their first time in the Superdome. But anytime I'm around them, I'm teaching them. And I was constantly saying, you know, let me share this with you. I don't care if you like what I'm saying or not, but act different when you're not at home. I don't care how you act at home. I don't care if your mom let you do this, let you do that. But when you and Auntie Deborah, this is how it has to be done. Do you understand me? Because this is real life, sweetheart. So when you get there, act like you know. Act like you train. And I'm just glad my brother drove 16 hours to the game. So when they got to the Superdome, my brother was there, and he's retired from the Navy. So I was like, okay, he got it. I'm not worried about it. But we have to keep teaching the kids, and like Steve said, I'm uncomfortable if I'm in a situation where I should be teaching or at least saying something to someone, and I don't say anything. I'm uncomfortable. Stevie just took on my nephew. He's from New Jersey. His mom drove him 24 hours to Grambling. She was headed to Jackson State, but she said she don't know. She got halfway, and something said take him to Grambling. And she brought him on the ground, and so he met Stevie. He's so excited. He's jumping up and down. I got a big brother. So now he got a younger brother than he got. So we have to keep teaching and training, because we're not the elders.
Right. No, we're not. So what do you guys about this? And this is some types of giving. That's financial, emotional, physical, spiritual, right? So let's go to the let's do this. What about financial giving? All right, financial. What's about the financial giving? Okay.
Yeah, I do that all the time. So.
Okay, we're gonna hold off on that right now, because that's a lot.
I drove people to New Orleans this weekend who had no money.
Well,
I'm doing financial giving all the time,
okay.
And I do it from the goodness of my heart.
But Right. But let me say this, though. This is very important, guys, to do this. And I know we've done it. But a lot of times, you see a lot of times people out there promoting what they're giving. And it says one of the key points of giving, the principles of giving. What are the principles? And number one, it says giving secretly. And for a long time, and I think, Ms. Giff, you said, and Randy, of course, no, and we have Scotty Anderson, my younger brother, Detroit Lions on the call. But we said they know, but quietly, it's a long time. You said, well, Steve, they didn't know you was doing the you know, you guys are doing a car drive. And I said, yeah, it's been going on for 10 years now. But
right.
It says that because of the fact that that goes back to the heart, right? And you have all of us on the phone call, and we have other people that we know that's on this phone call. When you start a process of giving, this is my point of view, and I'm you guys can give your point of view, of giving secretly, you go ahead, like even what Randy was doing for quite some time and brought it about, Scott does the same thing too. It could be someone on the street. If you have something to give them financially, clothing, or spiritual, because you never know that person's leaving when they leave you. There are people that's leaving when they leave you. You don't know what, you might not ever see that person again. So when you have right. to hit you in your heart, and that's what prayer does all the time. You stay with prayer, it'll keep you, it kind of give you alert to see through what Randy was saying earlier. He said, a lot of times you help people or get help, you never know when it's going to show up down the road. You can't predict what's going to happen
right.
10 years from now, 5 years from now,
right.
okay, 20 years from now. You can be an old man or older lady, and you're looking at your grandkids, and you're like, I'm glad I did what I did years ago for my grandkids. I'm glad I
right.
did that. Now I understand. Now I understand. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. You know, but giving secretly, what do you think about that, Ms. Gibson, giving secretly? Or
well,
Randy hit them on Scotty.
Okay. Is that Heinz? Well, what I was saying to Stevie, I got involved with the toy drive last year, and a friend of mine, she's with the Michelle Obama Academy, and so
we won't talk about
I
that. We won't talk about that. No, but just we won't talk
about
you particularly besides the toy drive.
It's
What's
given.
That?
It's a toy drive. Yeah.
No, we're not
it's
talking about
given.
Toy drive. We're talking
yeah,
about
that's
something
what we're talking
happened
about.
To you.
It's
my
drive.
Years.
No, you want me to talk about something
years ago?
Okay, I got something.
Yeah,
I got something. I have young ladies
okay.
on social media right now that are grown. They
right.
grown. They got grown kids. Some of them are grandmothers, and they're on social media. So one day I went on one on a page, and it was like, oh, my God, this is Miss Didi. They call her Miss Didi. She was my coach and my choreographer in high school in Los Angeles. She's the greatest coach. She's the greatest this. You know, they're giving me all these accolades and so on and so forth, and I'm reading it, and I'm like, what? I mean, I know I was good. I mean, I was trained very well. Virgie Broussard from Grambling. I mean, we got trained well. But it's just the way they were saying it was like she did so much for us, and she made sure we were not just good, not just the best, but she made sure we were the greatest. And I was just giving everything to them that was given to me and stuff. And it was from the heart, because trust me, the school teachers don't make no money. Anybody who teach, anybody in education know we don't make the money from what we give from our heart. So I put my whole heart into it. And so these kids are now on social media. They're not kids anymore. They're grown men and women themselves, and they're just sharing stuff, and I'm like, wow. And I'm just in tears, and they were calling me. One young man talked about how I was she was the football mom. I remember she used to come and pick Levy up, and we'd be all in the car, on the top of the car. She'd drive real slow, make sure all of us got home. I mean, I was the football mom, I was the track mom, I was the band mom. I mean, so many kids, and so now these kids are grown, and they're on social media. So I'm like, wow. You know, I knew I was doing stuff, and I knew I was trying to do what I could with what I had, but I had no idea that years later that it was going to be, like, on social media. They're on my page. Wow. I was just in tears one night just reading the comments. It was awesome.
Mm.
and a great.
That's beautiful. Yeah. That is beautiful. That's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Scott, let me ask you a question. And thank you for that, Ms. Gibson. Scotty, let me ask you a question. Yep. We have Scotty Anderson on the phone, my younger brother, Scotty.
Hey, Scotty.
Can you... So, Scott, let me ask you a question. I was asking Randy, can you remember a time that somebody did something for you way back, not family member, you know, that did something for you, you thought about it, and it kind of kicked off, started for you to start giving the same way someone did for you years back, not family? I'm going to come back to you, Ms. Gibson, with the question, with not family, someone did for you. Yeah.
Well, let me say a lot of things, you know, growing up, it, you know, it depends on what it is. You know, it could be any little thing, just growing up. That's how you become friends with people. But it comes back like Hans said, you don't know what's going to happen. I run across a lot of stuff today, whereas I look and help some people, and shoot, they come around, help me, or they help vice versa growing up just through your life. So it makes a difference, because you got to give to receive. So, you know, you don't give, then you can't receive nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people You got a lot of people get older and want to give and thinking that they going to get something because they're giving something. That don't work like that either.
That's the way.
You know, you got to give from the heart. And see, God knows, so you can't fool him. Well, my mother tells you can't fool yourself. You can't fool yourself. You can talk all this wrong, but you know what's going on. So it's like a lot of people go give. Man, I gave old boy, man, old boy, he out here bad, man. I gave him that type of stuff. See, that ain't. So God know you got to give, you know, from the heart. And the heart, you'll give it. You're going to give it. You see what I'm saying? So, but a lot of people, for showing it, it's a lot of different givers. It's a lot of them. And you'll never know if somebody. Well, what's the name? Gave something the whole time. They didn't even. They probably did that for show. So you know, God knows.
Right.
But you have to give and receive. That's anything.
Right. Well, do you think? Let me ask you a question, guys. Question: do you think with someone starting to give, if they start to give and keep giving, that they would turn into a giver in a sense, giving back and helping, or just even just knowledge is just period? Because you do have a lot of people. Like what Scott is saying, you know, Randy and Ms. Gibson, there are a lot of people just selfish, and they that stingy givers. Like someone have to tell them, go do something, and or we have all this money. You have all this money, so we're gonna get your money and go do something just to make you feel okay. Well, don't spend all of it now. But what you gonna when you dead and gone? What you gonna do with it? Okay, half the people
say,
that you don't know that you don't know we spend your money. Go ahead.
I could say this because a lot of people thought, well, they could think what they wanted to think. But MC Hammer was once my employer. And I can say this. He took care of us. He also took care of his family, and he took care of a bunch of knuckleheads that should have never even been out on tour. But he was doing it from the goodness of his heart. And people thought because he filed bankruptcy, they knew he was broke. No, he filed bankruptcy because he was doing the bonds home. You file bankruptcy so you don't lose all your stuff. But I'm saying we were very well taken care of. And for me, for the singers, we all had, you know, we had kids. My son came out on tour with us. He said, hey, if y'all want to bring the kids out, you know, bring the kids out and stuff. And so my son would come out on tour with me. On tour, so I mean, this boy was just a huge giver. I'm serious. Anytime we did commercials and stuff, well, for me, because I got union when I did the Coke commercial at Grambling, so we got paid extra, and it was really awesome. Seriously, it was awesome. Mm-hmm. And I would say this to anybody: MC Hammer took care of us and a whole lot of people who were not working. They were just out there on the tour. But the rest of us that were working, we got taken care of. And it was from his heart. Seriously, it was from his heart. Because I know a lot of artists didn't get, I mean, you talk about TLC, them girls be on tour and then come back home broke, really? So we got taken care of. I was not broke, trust me. Not at all. And nobody else
gotta,
was on
that you got to help people, like just giving somebody some money, that's helping for that. I realize that doing that's helping right now, but you can help people in a way to where they can end up helping somebody, you know. Because you just go give somebody something. Okay, I go give somebody something. They're going to take, they go get something to eat. So that's cool, but you need to kind of give people, you know, give people ways to where they can, they don't need no more help. Because when you get help or help somebody, like you say, you never know. Everybody has needed somebody at one point in their life, and everybody's given, so I hope, gave somebody something on the side of the street. So it goes back to your heart. But people don't, you know, people be stingy. Most of the people have the money, don't give you nothing. Just like with the ball, have to tell you go play ball. They'll go tell you, you'll call former players. They'll tell you you need counseling. You don't need counseling. You need some money.
You need some money.
What I'm saying? But people are go give you, just like the league, they'll give you $100,000 in insurance, but they're not going to give you $1,000.
You know.
So it's like boosting a car. The same thing we was talking about. You got to give, like how we telling kids, Steve telling kids, you're giving, and people need money. Yeah, they do need some money. You got to give them some change. Yeah, they do need some change. You need some change. Change brain change. So you help them with that, and you tell them so it can go on. Like just like with
that's
the being fisherman.
And that's why that's why it's so important to teach our youth. Our youth don't need money. They need guidance. They need information. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we said, Scotty, you can give somebody some money because and what I'm getting at is your tithes and offering. There's plenty of ways of paying your tithes and offering. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
It's more kids that need information than an adult that need money. Not, you know what I'm saying? Like when you become an adult, yeah, you need money, but it's more children. It's more children that need, because the reason why I say that, because they're going to turn into us. That way, they won't be, you know, going through too much of a hard time when it comes to money. Now they can
the
say, you know what,
maybe
you're
going to give them money in the future, what you're saying. You see what I'm
and
saying?
Then
information
that,
is going to give you the money. You're going to get the money. You got to get
exactly,
the information.
That's like what we're doing now. We didn't have the money. We just trying to give out information. Because why? The information was given to us when we were younger. So if you look at the world today, the kids are lacking information. We sitting up here trying to talk and teach grown folk. You can't, not that you can't, but it's difficult to speak or give an adult information when they're already in their ways.
You can't tell no grown
they
person
already,
nothing.
They already in their ways already.
You can't tell them nothing.
You know, so... But we all need money. Sometimes, you know,
you need to change.
You need money. The only reason we need money is because of things we got
to
buy.
Money, man.
Yeah.
You help people. You don't get the money run off in no cave. What he giving it for? What God giving it to you for? The people needed some more fish. He got some fish. He got some. The wine run out. He got some more. You keep it. It keeps going. Yeah, he got some more. Why they talking about? Well, ain't people want to go over there? You need to go now. He kept the party going. They don't tell you. They just want you to go over there, run out about it. No, they teach you X's and O's. But when that football hit, that big old boy running at me don't know nobody no X and O. It ain't no chalkboard out here on this field. They gonna have you at Willis Knight. So you have to have information. Anthony and Steve gave me information. I took that information and run got me some change. People
don't
know what Jumper is. Yeah, they don't even know what Jumper is. They don't know what Gremlin is. I run completely out the woods. You got to have the information, and God will bless you. And if you don't do nothing with your talent, he'll just move it on to your kid. Your kid don't do that, he just moves it. Somebody going to, because his will going to get done. It's going, you don't want to get up and work out. I told him, boy, LeBron James, Steph Curry will shoot 1 million shots a day. So when he's making every shot, he's shooting a shot every day, and he the one who had the money. And he's practicing, and we walk around playing the video game, bro, trying to guess, think something's finna fall out the sky and hit you in the head. So it's the information. And if you don't take it, Steve and Anthony went
and played,
but I had to go play too.
You can take it, you leave it.
I can't go be no. What I look like being a doctor? Steve and Anthony played in the NFL. That don't look right. No, I got to go. Do God will bless you when you can sing, work on chords, do work on how. Use your talent. If you can't use it no more, you get older, tell somebody young to use it. You just don't sit around and don't give nothing back because it's going to come a time. Yeah, it's coming a time. Well, you're going to need somebody. And shit, ain't nobody going to be nowhere to be found because you wasn't nowhere to be found. You see what I'm saying? And everybody God, know, you God know me, I help. Way. So they see me, they be happy to help me because I was happy to help them. You should be happy to elevate people, you know.
But it goes all the way back to what Ms. Gibson was saying about how, and it's today's kids. Kids think they sit in the house and don't even help the parent bring in the groceries. When we was kids, like Ms. Gibson, we sitting up there, we waiting on mama to come back. We waiting at the doorstep, you know, for them groceries. We waiting to bring them groceries, you know what I'm saying? Today, kids, you got to call them to come get the groceries. You got to call them to come get the groceries.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So, man, I got a son and a daughter. Man, I purposely don't even put a whole lot of food in the refrigerator. I don't put a whole lot of food in because you got to make, and that's information. You got to make today's kids. You got to make them hungry by life. Help them understand, like, you got to put in the work. You got to go out and seek information if you want to make some money. It's plenty of ways to go out and make some money. You know, if you're trying to, you know, study, they ain't even got to walk to the library. They got the library on their hand. We have to walk to the library. But that's it just true. Goes all the way back to what Ms. Gibson was saying about how, you know, they met mom and dad at the end of the street, you know, because they was at, you know, it was a good household, regardless of what was in there. And it wasn't a whole lot. It wasn't a whole lot, but it was the fact that something was coming back to the house, whether it was a gift, if it was a bag of apples, you know, or if it was some love, hug, you know, and some kisses for you when you came back. Today, you ain't got that. You know, you don't have that today, you know, when you're talking about giving back with just strangers, you know, with just strangers. Right now, you know, we all have social media. We see it. It's fake love out there. Fake friend love. You know, it's fake friend love. People faking. People faking that like I said, that giving and receiving. They faking that.
Oh, yes.
And see, that's speaking of, to add on to what he's saying, the other night I was over when we got back from New Orleans, my nephews, they play baseball and basketball. So they got their uncle got them a basketball goal, but it was dark. And I had to go. My truck got real bright lights, but I had to go. Well, the neighbor came out. Check this out. The neighbor came out, and he brought a cord. He put the cord in the tree, and I didn't know what he was doing. He put the cord in the tree and had a light bulb and turned the light bulb on so the boys could see and continue to play because I was getting ready to leave. They wouldn't have had the light anymore. So he put a light in the tree so they could still see how to play play basketball and shoot the goal in the light because I was leaving. I thought, who is that? I was asking, I said, who is that? He said, that's the name. I said, oh, he didn't have to do that.
He had to be a quadruple OG because that's some old school stuff right there, but it worked.
Yeah.
It works, but I say this, what Randy was saying, though, too, earlier. The parents, right, and go to the parents, and just the adults, period, right, like someone that's reaching out and helping us, give us information, knowledge. Information is knowledge, right? So
you go back to
what he was saying earlier about that. My mom and dad, especially always, if someone needs something, go help them. And I know I had an aunt was that way, too. She used to always talk about how she would have her name was Arnisi Wazer. Okay, Miss Arnisi was living in the Winsboro. I was my dad's sister, right? One of the older sisters. So Miss Arnisi, she said she'll feed, you know, anybody. If they hungry, she's gonna make sure they get something to eat. Now it's different when you ride down the city, you stop and there's a person at every corner, the same person at every day. I'm not talking about that. But a person that know that someone truly in need, you know, truly in need. So that giving, what Randy was saying, I mentioned earlier, it goes from generation down to generation to the youth,
right.
And then they start doing the same thing. You know, and I see that too. He's not on the phone, but I see that in the young gentleman, Noah, 20 years old. He's that way, always trying to help. That's what we're missing in the world too today, Randy. And you see what social media has, even the adults screwed up, the youth screwed up, everybody screwed up. Now it's about take. Can I take? Okay, no, give this to me. I deserve this. No, you don't know, because like Scott said, you got to be careful how you take it and just that in a sense earlier, you're that stingy giver. Be careful of that, because the fact is God has a plan for you now. Everybody is on the line. Everybody's on the path. Every billion people, how many lives in the world? Billions, I think it's how many billions, whatever, I didn't look at it. Okay, it's a lot. Millions. Well, all right. So everybody has a line. They're going down. All right? Now, when you're on that line, there's angels watch you on that line that's going to heaven and hell now. That's the truth. You don't have to like me. I'll say again, you don't have to hate me. You can hate me. You can love me. You can like me. Whatever you want to do. Everybody has a line that they're running, and they're being judged, done, and not by the person that fired you yesterday or the person that's going to hire you tomorrow or the person that that broke up in a relationship with you or the person that you just met or the person that fed you, didn't feed you, or you got a check from. It doesn't matter. What matters is in the heart. So if you're going to be judged, you could be 7 years old right now, listen to this show, or 80. You still being judged because you're here.
That's right.
Because you're here, and you can do what Randy was saying, even Scott was saying, and Miguel was saying, you can still be given if you're 80 years old right now, sitting on that couch, stubborn. You have a wealth of knowledge at 80 years old, 85, that you could be sharing to people, to youth right now, that people that's in their 50s, someone just trying to get into the White House, on some type of chamber, whatever. You holding the information instead of getting the phone call and telling them what they need. Because you're holding a grudge.
Right.
That goes for you too, women. Same way. And that goes from all the way down to the 60 years of age, 50 years of age, the 40 years of age, the 30, the 20. And we're going to have a topic too. I was talking about about it. We're not going to discuss it today. But when you get around that 15 years of age, 16 and 17, you know some of the things that you do. You know when it's right or wrong. That goes
when you turn 13, all your wrongdoings go on you when you turn 13. When you turn 13,
there
all your wrongdoings go on you.
Thank you. Thank you. And we got a topic, and Chill's talking about right now. We got a topic coming up about that. About
I
your
know
age limit.
I told my kids that all your wrongdoings, it's off me now. It's off me.
Yeah, and see what I'm talking about? People don't teach that. They can say, well, my baby, those are my kids, they grown, they're 23 years old, my kids. Yeah, they your kids back then, they grown now. Like, what's their name?
That's
said?
Right.
You grown up
you
now.
You grown up now, though.
On Friday. You grown up now. But what I'm saying is that God look at it totally different than what you judging it. See, all this giving and from the heart, you're being judged every freaking second. I'm sorry. If you don't believe in Christmas, how much y'all talk. If you don't believe in Christmas, okay. But at least at the end of the year, everything is going through 2022. Please give and enjoy this month, okay? Because it's been a lot.
Well, you let the kids enjoy the little stuff, you know. They be trying to make the kids be – they don't have the knowledge they mind down on. They just want to play some toys. We ain't okay. Ain't no Santa Claus, if it is, that ain't no – they just need to see some toys. But the grown-ups want to go change it, make the kids' mind not even develop for none of that. You taught. That's how God make it. Just put your lights up, get you something to leg, get the toys going, man, and get the dressing going.
That's right. With the cranberry sauce.
Y'all finna call me Scrooge. I do not.
Oh, man, you don't have no cranberry. I don't even want it. They don't have no cranberry sauce. You got to get cranberry sauce. You talking about?
But Randy, let me ask you a question. Okay. Now, there's an area in here with the giving. When does giving go wrong? And it says, when the receiver keep expecting from the giver. There's some people that you give and you keep giving. Now they're at the point right now, they expect that handout all the time, okay? And I'm not saying family members. I'm saying they could be somebody. Like I said,
they get mad at you.
Right, they get mad at you. You're not helping me out.
Yeah, they not going to do nothing if you keep doing it, too. That go back to the information, because you keep giving them money, you're going to, I mean, that's not helping them, because they just going to wait.
Yeah, you're going to.
That's why I was telling them about how women, you know, it's why you got to be independent. You got women get up and go, Ms. Gibson, though, being older. You don't be dependent on no man. What you dependent on, what if that go away? So, you know, now you got to help them because they're going to, yeah, they're going to get mad. Hey, right, you're going to get mad. But you can't, you can't give out, the Bible you talk about that, you can't give out your money. I mean, that don't even make sense. You see what I'm saying? And it makes people lazy to the fact they don't want to do nothing, you know.
Right. No, they shut it down because that's in there. That's in there. Something about the giving can go wrong. The receiver becomes dependent on the giver. The receiver is then start to become unappreciative. Then it starts getting critical, okay? Or the gift, as it said, the giver is selflessly giving of resentment.
Man, just think about this here,
that's something you have to decide, because let me share this with you. When you have a family, when you got a big family, and you're the giver in the family, and I'm just say this personally, I am the giver. Like, all my nieces and nephews know that Auntie Deborah is that aunt to go to. You know, I'm the go-to aunt. I'm pretty sure, Stevie, you guys had a go-to aunt, a go-to uncle. It's always, but at some point, there come a time where we may not have it. You know, we may not, and we don't. So they do become dependent on you. And it's like, I told you about the thing about don't get bougie with my money. You know what I'm saying? It's like because they're so dependent on you that so you get in my vehicle, I pay all the gas, and we go all the way to New Orleans, and I buy all the food, and I pay for the room, and I'm uncomfortable. I come all the way back. I still pay for all the food. I pay for all the gas because that's what I do. But does that stop me from doing stuff? Well, no, it doesn't, because that's why God continuously blessed me. I know that I'm being blessed, but at some point, the giver has to come to a decision and say, you know what, you're ungrateful, shut up, you're ungrateful, you're ungiving, and you think that I'm just supposed to do it, because believe it or not, my oldest niece said that on Thanksgiving get-together. She said, well, Auntie, y'all supposed to give to us, y'all the uncles and aunties, you we the nieces, I mean, literally. And so my baby brother said, you know what, I'm going out and smoke. I said, you know what? I don't even smoke, but I'm going with you. So there are some people that literally, they believe that, oh, you're supposed to do it because of who you are. I'm like, wow. So the giver got
to
say, okay.
They go back to the training, too. Mm-hmm. Like, Randy, Randy's doing with his kids to understand that at times a point in life, even as you're youth, and that you have to do your part, too. And then you can start giving, right, at the same time. But how do we learn? Let me ask this. How do we learn this question here? How do we learn? How do you learn to give, right? So how do you learn? That goes back to, and this is Randy, you were saying it earlier about the teaching and the training of that, because this is the gift. And I'm going to you guys explain this. We know what happens when you give from the heart. When you give from the heart, then the real Santa Claus come through, okay? And the real Santa Claus comes through every day of your life, okay? You may not see, like Randy said earlier, you may not see it then physically, but what happened when you're riding down the road and you're traveling somewhere and all of a sudden you stop somewhere and someone say some word of encouragement or give you the direction you need to go? All of a sudden, because you remember back in the day, they didn't have no GPS back in the day. You had to have an actual road map.
Exactly.
The road map. And you had to learn that map. And my dad set us down, me and my older brother, taught us how to read a road map. You know,
right.
So that's going way back, right? That's going way back. But you have to go to Roback, and you can ask people, Ms. Gibson, left, because you know what I'm talking about. See, you got a road map, so you may make sure you hold onto that paper map on your journey. But that road map, and you start asking the question, be like, man, you need to go down here and turn around. I never forget, we was driving somewhere, and this girl was with Randy and Scott was saying, earlier, that wrong information. The guy gave us some wrong information. I think we was going, and the guy gave us some wrong information. And we ended up driving at least almost an hour the wrong direction. Like, gave us a straight up the wrong direction. And you'll find that back in the day when we had the roadmap. Thanks for GPS, you know, AT&T, network, whatever, right? But how do we teach that? How do we teach to learn how to give? How you teach that, Randy? How you teach how to people to give? That's grown folk, too. But like you said, Scott, like I said, a lot of people are stubborn, but that's a lot of people, Scott, didn't know they got one foot in the door. They almost have 2 feet in the door, and they still holding on to it. It could be financial or knowledge. There are people right now that's 70, 80, 90
years
old.
They going to go out like that. You got people gone now. They left. They didn't do nothing. I was reading about one woman. She left a dog, I think, some millions of dollars or something. She, man. But see, you know, you got a lot of people. You got a lot of people right there at the gate and trying to hurry up and give everything back before they go in the gate. But that's a little late. But you got to, man, because God knows. You can play live. You can go give a million to this organization, show your picture. But God know your heart. So you're not fooling nobody because the judge, you can't fool him.
I'm gonna say this too. I got two things I'm gonna say for us, like for us and giving. So it's a few guys. Steve, you might have saw it on my Instagram page where Mike Montgomery. We was with him, Steve, for the Super Bowl last year in L.A. He has a foundation, and so everyone knows that I'm a dependable person. And I mean, people just know, like, hey man, Randy, can you do this here for me? I mean, I don't ask anything, or you know, they may give me something, but they know that, you know, that I don't mind, you know, giving my time to help with their foundation or what they got going on. Like DeVar Darling, he's another one, you know, when gave blood, you know, for his As One Foundation, DeVar Darling, who played with me in Baltimore.
Right.
Mike Montgomery, last Saturday, he needed someone to come with him to speak at the Texas Children's Hospital. On a healthy heart. It's the canary artery heart, you know, with,
right.
You know, the ones that have the hole in the heart.
Yeah, coronary artery,
Yeah, and so I gave my time, like, didn't think about it, was like, yeah, I'll be there for you, you know, just making sure that my calendar was clear for me to come in and speak and give my experiences, you know, with people who I know who may have had it. And it gave my experiences. I spoke to kids and I spoke to doctors. Now watch this here. Mm-hmm. The doctors, they are heart surgeons. You have some in there, they do for infants and they do for, you know, children and the elderly. And I expressed to them, they didn't even know, cause I told my ACL, they didn't know that the ACL tear increases you having a heart attack by 50%. They didn't even know that. Meaning I gave them some information. They had no idea, and I showed it to them. It was a Harvard study, 3,500 NFL ball players experienced a 50% heart attack increase from an ACL tear. And they didn't even know that, and they were heart doctors.
Wow.
And going back to giving your time, I think sometimes, I know we're not in Bible study, but we are fellowshipping. But going back with the giving, man, God may bless you with longevity, not even with money. He might allow you to live 95, 100 years old because of what you did. And you was probably at a point where you was doing bad, meaning you were doing wrong for things. But by you giving some great information, you know, a drug dealer can be giving you some good information. You know what
That's
I'm saying?
True.
Like, literally, like, he didn't tell you to go sell drugs. He might have said, hey, youngster, hey, man, keep your head in your books. You know, boom, 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 boom. That little information that he gave probably got him out of some trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that the blessings come from different ways, from different people. You know,
mm-hmm.
And but yeah, I was at the Texas Children's Hospital, and I gave my time, and just to, you know, and just I freestyled it, and then it was like, well, I never experienced what they wanted me to speak about, but I just gave my experiences on people. You know,
mm-hmm.
I had a high school teammate, you know, who couldn't play. He found out later. Because it was all about finding out if you're younger or you older. Some people don't experience it until they get older. You know that they have a heart
mm-hmm.
problem. You know,
mm-hmm.
so I told my experiences on you know who people that I knew who I played ball with who experienced it. And they couldn't, you know, they couldn't finish playing the game they love. But I gave the doctors. This was being aired. This was being aired. It was on a live stream. And the doctors didn't know, and these are heart doctors.
Wow. You know, and that's what, and you never knew that was the reason why you're put in that situation to be there at that time. Someone needs to know that information. That's going to make them, they're studying right now, getting ahead. And but you never know who put them there.
Yeah.
Their family members or someone spiritually, God spiritually put them there to be at that time to receive that information. So
the wiring
of the spirit and the way God moves is something that no man can study. That's what the scariest thing it is in life,
exactly.
When people can sit back and watch people move, maneuver, and they don't understand it. They understand, like, how are they getting through this jungle like that? And how they get connected? Because you have the real power is up above. But that's the unique thing about giving the light. It will be a magic, like it hits you and you just go. So I tell people, I would say this to people. They probably didn't understand what I just said, okay? But if you play it back later, you understand what I'm saying. But I'm gonna say this: when you start giving, just open up and say, you know what? I'm gonna go help somebody. I'm gonna call in for information. After that, it just opens the door. The floodgate opens,
mm-hmm.
and you just start feeling so good inside of what you're doing. But like Scott is saying earlier, you saying to Randy and Ms. Gibson, that there are people right now, elderly people, and that's people we don't call them names, that we know people that's passed away that had money, financial money. They begin, but they'll let that money go back to the bank. Then let that money go over to some charity, someone that in need that may need it. You don't have to do these things because guess what? When you get across that other area that we don't know, a lot of people haven't been yet, there's nothing I can do. I can't help you over that side. And then money, there's no money over there. The money is in the heart.
Do you know this thing, right now they call it pay it forward, but back when we were being taught, my grandfather used to tell us all the time, he said, if you see someone you can help every day. He said, someone you can help every day. Do something good for someone every day. And then they'll come back to you. I promise you, for years, every time I would go to the store, especially in South Central LA, it'd be, you know, so many kids. They may run up in the store. They didn't have money and stuff. And I was like, you know, sir, no, just I'll pay for it. I can't tell you how many years I did that. No, just let them have it. I'll pay for it. I did that for years. Let them pay for it. I'll pay for it. So now, probably about last year, I have never had anyone to do that to me. But it didn't matter. It didn't matter, right? Because all I remember, my grandfather said, be a blessing. So my sister had left and went to the next store and left me at the Albertson. And I had like $180-something in groceries and didn't have the purse with the card that I needed. And I was like, oh, my God, it was so frustrating. So I just told the guy, I said, you know what, put this stuff back. Just put it all back. This lady was behind me in line. She said, no. She said, do not put it back. She said, here, take my car. I said, ma'am, no, you don't have to. She said, no, yes, I do. I promise you, I had never, all the years, I don't even know how many years I did it. This lady took care of the entire ticket. And when we was going talking, my sister pulled up. So I was trying to get my purse so I could give her the money back. She said, oh, no. You're not going to block my blessing. She said, you are my blessing today, baby. I said, thank you so much. I mean, because I had done that so, I had been doing that for years, but never expected anything. I mean, I never expected it, but that was just something Grandpa told us to do. He said, be a blessing to somebody. Always be a blessing to somebody. And when that time comes, he said, trust me, God will take care of you. And that was so, I was like, wow. I cried.
That's a good cry. And I would say you had to get that blessing too.
Go ahead, Steve.
No, you're right. No, she had to receive it.
Like you have to. Some people are too stubborn to even take her. I've seen a homeless guy. I've seen a guy offer the guy some money. The guy didn't even want the money. I saw that happen before. Didn't even want the money. So it's like you got to be able to get the blessing, the information, because if God bless you, how you going to turn away God?
Right.
So you really, you know, you have people stubborn to do that.
But
right. You have to know. You have to be tuned in with him to know. So that if you don't know, you're just not, you know, tuned in.
I'm going to say this too. I've been driving on the road a couple of times. And I fell asleep in the car. When I woke up, I had to be asleep. I know I was asleep for at least 10 seconds or maybe longer than that. I don't know how long I was asleep, put it like that. But I was asleep. I woke up. Car was still driving straight down the road. There's another time I was asleep. Fell asleep and a bird hit the window and woke me up and almost got hit by this diesel. Another time, these are things that has happened, and what Randy goes to say, when you give, and I'm saying, I got to say too, don't be giving all you have out the way either. Don't go give everything. You just, if it's financial, words of wisdom, emotional, spiritually, shelter, food, clothing, things like that. Don't be afraid to give. Start the program because you never know how your gift will be given back through God in life.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. Mm-hmm. And that's the fear. And if you're not understanding what we're saying tonight, you are a fool. And a fool, find the definition of a fool, because what we're saying is this, that God is in control of all things that's moving. He's the one to turn the lights on. You might physically turn the lights on, but your light shining out, but your light going to go out one day. Then your light might stay out, but it may shine on the other side. And then it can shine through layer, like Renna's saying, through everybody else that you've taught and the knowledge. You have to be careful about that stingy giver.
Right.
And we're not saying that you have to go give somebody a whole bunch of money. We're not saying somebody has to hopefully give what you can, whether it's wealth, whether it's knowledge, whether it's
your time.
Your time. These are the things that are so important in life that we have to do. It is our duty. Like we said earlier, guys, we said this. Like pretty much we all kind of said this. I would vouch for this. That we're fearful. Where we came from, I'm fearful not to help when I can.
Right.
Giving knowledge.
Right.
And it makes me feel good. I'm scared not to do that, not to help somebody.
Right.
Whether it's, if it could be financial, or if it's food, or shelter, clothing, spiritual, mental, emotional, advice, that's just me.
Right.
Now,
that's because with God with you, he'll tell you, he's not going to let you sit there and let it happen. So it's like some people that don't, they just walk right by. They don't care and go over here and tell you, well, you better go over to church and tithe. Like I said, you don't have to go to church to tithe because we're going to give you money to church. You're going to take and pay the light bill with it anyway. But back to what you're saying, people, he talks to you. If you're with him, if you're not, then you're just with yourself. And if you're not with him, you by yourself. You're not by yourself, old boy over there. So, your light going to go out and don't come on. But if you do the right thing, just like that lady helped you, Miss Gibson, you'll go on and might go have a sick daughter, somebody, and pray for them and something happens for them. So That stuff, me and you been through, Steve. They tried to take us out of the game, but we talking. So if it's something God, then you got to be careful. But we always treat people the same. Even we go play ball, hands do it, we come back, we help. I want people to feel good, too. Feel like, come on.
Right.
You know, you, that, but, if you don't you have it in you, you just don't have it in you. Yeah, it's got to be in you.
That's what I was
going
to say, Scotty. That's what I was going to say, Scotty. I was just about to say that.
That got
to
be in you, man.
It
got to
be in
you.
That's in you. That's
yeah,
what I was going to say, Scotty.
You can't teach no hateful person. How you gonna teach a wicked person to be righteous? How you gonna do that?
That's something that they got to experience.
You can't help everybody. No, you can't. No, you can't. You can't save the world. Get that out your head. God will let you know the hell. Don't go helping everybody. You gonna be broke. You ain't gonna have nothing. And see, that's what happens a lot of times. You're helping folks, helping, trying to help, thinking something. No, you're supposed to help from the heart, and God will take care of it. It'll be helping, thinking something to happen because you helping. You know, but you can't go, what you like giving out? You're giving all of it away. No, he let you know.
But like you said, Scotty, I was about to say that.
I've already tried it. It ain't going to, no. You help who he won't let you know. This is like helping the devil for. That don't even make sense, do it?
No, it doesn't. Go ahead, Heim. Go ahead, Heim. No, but no. That's what I was about to say before, Scotty. If it's not in you, that has to be already in you. You listen to every one of us talk. That wasn't nothing that just came along. That was something that was already in us.
Right.
I don't have nothing and still helping people because that's always been me. I remember when I was a kid, watch this, I was a kid and I saw a man get stabbed. I was like maybe 8, 9 years old. Saw the man get stabbed in his arm in my apartment complex I grew up in. You know what I did, Steve, Scotty, Ms. Gibson? Went downstairs and put water on the concrete to try to clean the blood up. My dad said, "Boy, you don't get choked by that. You see what I'm saying? That got to be
in you." Yeah, you pulled a boo, huh?
You, I'm from down. I had
that
water. I saw it from upstairs. Went down from my apartment and went and got water and poured it on the concrete. I'm trying to help the situation. I'm 9. I mean, I'm like 8, 9 years old. It was empty. That was empty.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But you need that even when you go to the doctor. We all talking to everybody. I'm going to the doctor. You get cut a shot. Yeah, you going over there, and you going to need help. See, you don't never know when you're going to need help. So it's like Tiger Woods went through all that, had that car. You still got to go to the hospital. You need help. You're going to need help. And
he
like Dad told me, you ain't going to, like people, you know, people don't go to church with you. You know, you got to have love. But like Dad told somebody, you going, you don't have to go, but you going back one day because they're going to take you out there.
That's right.
Yeah, you're going back.
That's
you
right.
don't have to go. You got people that don't go. They don't, but they're going. Yeah, I bet you they do. But it
right,
goes back to what's
don't treat
in
the kids.
You. It got to be
treat the
in
kids
you,
wrong.
Man.
Don't treat the
it
kids wrong. They're going
to
want to push around the wheelchair.
It got to be in you. You know, now that's one thing you can't teach that. You know, you wicked, you just wicked.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go help the devil, dude. I'm going to ride by and splash him with this puddle of water. That's what messed us up. We go trying to help everybody. No, let God let you know. Steve, you told me when I was little, you got to help them. You know, you can't help everybody. Mama should tell you, can't you help folks, but you just can't go get help every. That don't even make sense.
Like they say, you
well,
must run and help the devil beat
you. He'll let you know.
The devil beat you.
He'll let you know who's right. You don't go helping just anybody. No, nah, for what?
No, God
let you know. Yeah, that's conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't gonna need it. You get the. You can't
man,
get
I can see now. I can see now, man. I can see people from a mile away. As they say, you know, now you see people from a mile away. You see it coming a mile away. I don't even.
You
I
had
just,
to
I
go
just
through
around.
What you had to go through, though.
Yeah, you
that's
had,
why
yeah,
I'm happy.
Yeah,
I went through
from
everything.
From helping,
it's
from
good for
helping
me.
People.
It's good. It's good for me that I was afflicted. See, people don't understand that. Some people don't even know what it is.
Yep.
They understand it. I got mine early. It's good.
Yeah, we
it's
got
good.
It.
He took you and sat you down and took everything. It's great because it's going to help you up the road. He don't do none of that with you. You need to, just like Coach, you say, Coach Eddie Robinson, you know, if the coach don't say nothing to you, that's bad. People play sports, listen, they know that. If the coach not saying nothing to you, no, something ain't right. You know, so when God take you and straighten you out, he letting you know, because me, my life, I do any little thing, something going to happen. You see people, they can just do whatever and don't nothing happen. But God, it's just like a movie. So everybody hears. You got some people are extras, like on a movie. You look at a basketball, football movie. You don't know none of them people in the stands, do you? But at the end of the movie, they're going to run the names down with who really was important. That's the same thing, because everybody not going to the other side. No, you're not. If you keep thinking that, you tripping. And folks, there ain't no other side of that. You really going on the other side. Because I got to go see my mom and the other folk going out. Yeah, that's what we doing over here. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. See, that's how we could talk about all that, go with the Lord, talk about stuff, because the stuff we've been through, you've been through it. You didn't stay in it. See, either you left a storm, in a storm, or you just come out of one. You going in it, or you're out of it.
And that's going to be every time.
You know, if you don't help folk, me and Stevens would have been gone now about 15, 20 years. You got to help folks. Because you don't know what's going to happen,
but,
your car,
right,
anything,
right,
you know. But when you being stubborn, you know.
Right. No, you're right. You're right. What'd you say, Hans? You were saying something? You guys said something. What would you say?
Oh, no. And I was saying, you always, when you come out of a storm, you're going to go right back in another one.
That's right.
That's life. When
you
get out one, you're going to fight back into another. You don't know when. Like Scotty said,
you're
going to come back.
You've
been
through it. You just go through it. Yep, you're right. You just go through them. Don't wild in the mud.
No, don't stand here. Don't wild in the mud. Don't do that.
But
you're going to go right back in one. When you come out of storm, you're going to go right back in one. It might be a little storm, it might be a big one.
But see, when you got God, with God with you, it don't make, when the Lord with you, it don't make no difference because you're already good. See how that makes sense?
Great.
So whatever storm coming up, so what? Because who with me is greater than the storm. See, I've been through so many storms. It's okay. Stephen told me before, called on the phone with mama and told me he was running through the fire. Now he out playing golf doing the show. But people don't know that. You see what I'm saying? So you go through it, like you say, it's just not finna go chill and drink lemonade and everything going to be good. No, you're right, because you got kids, you got grandkids, stuff going to happen. So you have to know who with you so the storm don't affect you. See, the devil wants you to be affected by the storm. No, we're going to go through this. You see what I'm saying? Another one, we're going to go through that one. How many storms you done had growing up? It always rained and thunderstorms, don't it? Yeah, then the sun come out. Joy come in the morning too, though. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So if the giving is, it have.
Go ahead, Ms. Gibson. Ms. Gibson, you here?
You have to, yeah. And with everything that
I thought
Scotty
you
was
Ms. Gibson, I thought you were sitting
down,
Ms. Gibson, for a minute. Ms. Gibson, for a minute, I thought you were sitting down eating pop. I hear you loud and clear. But let me ask you a question. For a minute, I thought you were sitting down eating some popcorn a while ago because you got kind of quiet.
I was listening. I was listening to what Scotty and Hyde were saying before I made a comment.
Go ahead.
And also, God have mercy. You have to, when you do give, there's a scripture that says that God loves a cheerful giver. And if you don't get the results that you thought you should get, it shouldn't matter because you being a cheerful giver. And you have to be, you got to have a forgiving heart too, because so many times people, men and women, they do stuff and they expect something in return, but when you're given, case in point, I remember my sister said one time, she said, you're a blessed giver. And she said, I'm a blessed receiver. I said, no, giver and you're a taker. I said, that's what you are, you're a taker. But see, I had to grow up to that point with her because all of my life, I was always the one giving. And I give because that's me. That's just who I am. I'm a giver.
Yeah.
I don't. It's not mine. When I die, they take it with me and stuff. And, and so you know. So it's like you gotta. But then I went through that angry part where then I stopped giving to anybody. I'm like, don't call me and ask me for nothing. You know what I'm saying? I went through that phase and stuff. And I was like, wait a minute. Back to train up. God love a cheerful giver. It ain't yours. It's not yours to give. So this whole. I was angry. My son got murdered. You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying that that's why it happened. I'm just saying I was just so angry about constantly giving to my pussies, and they just taking. And so, and I was like, oh, my God. So it was just a crazy period.
Right.
After that, I said, you know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's not mine. If my nephews want to, because I take to my nephews. If it's something I can do to help them, I mean, but I teach them about giving. It's not giving and taking. When I go
right.
and pick them up, I'll pick them up.
Right.
They work. It's like when I brought. I said,
and
hey, put Noah to work. Put him to work
right.
so
they've
he can. But let him know. That just, yeah, yes, he's learning. He's
yeah.
learning. So
right.
the 10-year-old and 12-year-old, I picked them up and I paid them.
Right.
You know, they take the groceries out the truck for me. When we got back from New Orleans,
right.
they cleaned the truck out. And I paid them. I said, y'all know y'all got prepaid, right? And so I teach them about Noah is learning about work. That's why I said, Stevie, why are you doing that? Get that to Noah. I want to keep them
okay.
busy. That's the knowledge
that you've given.
Right.
And that's what you can't.
Exactly.
That's the beautiful thing about it. And Randy, you want to go ahead and get some last, but no, let me say this right quick, and then we'll shoot it down. Guys, I want to talk about this real quick. I'm going to actually, with the tar drop, I'm going to go back and give out some information of some of the sponsors over the years that have been giving with the tar drive. So this is the 10th annual year of the Gifts of Joy Christmas tar drive. It's going to be the 10th annual, okay, Saturday, December 24th, 5 to 7 p.m. That'll be in Jackson Parish, Louisiana, in Jonesboro, the almighty small town, Jonesboro, where we're from. Jackson Parish kids ages 3 to 8 only, from ages 3 to 8. We don't need no kids at 2, no kids at 9. From 3 age to 8 years of age, no 15-year-old, okay, and no kids. Okay, not in this group.
Unless they bring
this. Okay. So location, East Main Street, that southeast parking lot of Jonesboro, Louisiana. That's where the old Walmart parking lot used to be. There'll be pictures with Santa Claus, kids, music, fun. There'll be lots of toys. There'll be bicycles. Also, too, it'll be wrapped with bicycles. But we have bicycles there. And any contributions to toys, bikes, and donations, you can contact me at email stevieredd11, stevieredd, R-E-D. They used to call me Red when I'm growing up, and I have some cousins still call me Red 11. That was the number we won in championship. We won a championship in my high school. I won number 11, so that's why I call stevieredd11 at
stevieredd.com. Steve had the red afro. Y'all didn't know that. Steve had
didn't
the red
that,
afro. We were raised. It's her. Yeah, he had the pro.
Don't
y'all
know
don't know about it. Don't
Hey, mama called me one time. Hey, she called me going to the school one time. I was going to comb my hair, man. She had that hot comb back in the day. A lot of people know that. You put that hot comb in there. That hot comb was rough.
Man,
look
catch
here,
that
man.
Neck. They're going to catch your neck one time.
Yeah, you get burned. Hey, we'll talk about the perms. Remember, older boys used to have. They perms took our hair all the way up. No more perms. They go. But it's
man,
you
them S curls and Dukes, man. Remember them S curls and Dukes? So Steve had the red pro. They don't know that.
Randy had to know that.
That hair was thinking, you had to get some S curl and that thick. It was too thick. You couldn't comb all that back there. You had to get something, break that hair out.
You had to, man. Mom was rough, man. I'm telling you something. So the toy drive gift card or money, monetary donations. You can do cash apps, $ Stevie689. And also, two guys, also do this too. If you want to do cash, something like that, let me know. I'll send you a receipt back too, however. So we want to be very, very transparent what we do. And also, two bicycles will be raffled at 7 p.m. And also, too, this year we have something special for the parents, too, or a parent, and a raffle. And Santa's helpers, Eric Vino, Robert, Jenny Steele, Chuck Foster, Lakeitra Brown, Leonard, Jamie Brown, Andre Spence, and that's Capricia Brown, known as Shy. And, of course, Miss
Gibson, Westbrook, Himes, and Scotty. Those sponsors we'll be discussing later within the show, and others we'll be discussing this week and other posts. But Randy, you want to go ahead and close the center thing before the show is over? You want to give like your thoughts about, you want to give the world about giving
I think if we just keep, if we all just do things from your heart, not expecting, you know, anything in return, you know, from man, you know, because we all know God is the giver. But I think if we give from our heart, not looking for anything in return, I think if we all do that, whether it's money, some great information to help somebody with their business, you know, someone else's kid, nieces or nephew or their cousin, you know, you just never know who you're helping. But if you just give out your heart, I think, you know, obviously the world will be a big old better place, because it's all about the world. It's not about, you know, one city, one state. And you know, we know the old saying, reach one, teach one, you know. But I think if we can help as many as we can, and those many help as many as they can, you know, it just trickle on down, then, yeah, the world will be a better place than where we are. I seen it on a Will Smith movie where he said if everyone who was doing wrong just took a day off. Is everybody just took a day off? We have so many people who those people who's trying to make the world a bad place, they just took a day off. You know, the world would be good for one day, like literally for one day.
Right.
And you go a whole day, you know, and you don't have a shooting, you don't have a drowning, or, you know, we experience that different ways. But if we can just, like I said, you know, we just help as many as we can, I think the world will be a big old better place.
And don't go nowhere, Randy, because I'm gonna make a show topic that we're gonna be discussing. A lot of people might not like it, but we're gonna talk about it. Scotty, you want to say something? I want you guys to hold on the phone for a minute. Scotty, go ahead. You want to say anything?
No, I'm all right.
Okay.
It got to be in you, you know, with that giving.
Oh, yeah. No, you got to be in your heart. Like you said, Ms. Gibson, you want to say something? We give you 60 seconds.
I just want to give a shout-out to the young men from Farmerville, the Union Parish, and from Ruston. They did such a wonderful thing. They made history this weekend.
What they make history doing? What, Miss Gibson? And that's what you're from.
Listen. Made history. They went to the Superdome together.
They did make history.
They did, and it was wonderful for both of them to be there at the same time. When was the last time both of them was there at the same time? So they made history, and it was cousins on both teams. The Farmerville school had cousins on the Ruston school and vice versa. The coaches had family members on the Ruston and Farmerville. That was the first time that has ever happened for Farmerville and Ruston and stuff. Yeah, they 3A and 5A, but they made history. And it was a big thing. Yeah, they played their hearts out. The referees were... So I just want to give them a shout out, and I thought it was wonderful for the family members that were able to. And I happened to be in town, and I was able to go and so they could see their cousins play. So it was nice.
Awesome! Congratulations to those guys and their families. I want to say this, guys. Proverbs said, "Do not withhold goods from those to whom it is due." When it is in your power to act. And that's third chapter 27 verse. Guys, for your listeners, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. But guys, there's a topic that's been kind of like, you know, scratching my head about. So they have down here in South Florida, and I think other places around the United States and out west. Randy, if I go to school today as a kid and I want to be a Christmas tree, so you have to acknowledge me as a Christmas tree. So I want to try to get to this topic to see what is really going on with it and help me understand it, that a kid today can go and change their gender, but if they want to do so. So if I want to go today, so a little boy back in my high school, my junior high, I'm going to go today and I'm going to be Stephanie. You know, so Scott, don't be laughing, Scott. So I'm going to be Stephanie.
I'm laughing too.
Yeah, I'm laughing. I'm be
and then
come on,
I
man.
End up in the girl's bathroom, and
you know what's a good question? Can I
get
back
home? I'm gonna be Steve when I get back home. Now I get home, be Stevie. But I'm gonna be Stephanie when I get to school. So you know,
transforming. Like, yeah. So can a dog? Why animals can't do?
We're transformer.
Yeah,
that, that's
a
great name.
You're a car, then you're a robot, man.
Right. So, Randy, this is a topic that I think that I'm really trying to understand it, right? And understand, I think, I want to get to that. This topic guys want to talk about and understand it. I understand this. I would say this. I think when you get a certain age in life, you want to do out there and be a puppy going to school tomorrow or go to college. That's you. Like you said, Randy, when you said a certain age, like you said 13 to 15, Randy, you said that? That's what you want to do, that's fine. But when you, because those same kids will come back on you when they get an adult, and then they can come back, and it's going to be a problem. Now, like you said, that same kid now pushing you in the wheelchair. That same kid be mad at you, Randy, and push you off the cliff. Because you knew better as a parent. Like, you led me wrong.
It's true. So, you don't know what's going to happen.
You don't know what's going to happen. So I'm just saying that that's something that we may be discussing at some point. And I'll be some other time discussing. But I'm still kind of studying the psychological point of it. And someone, if you can, you can reach me at stevieraid11@gmail.com. Can you help me understand and explain if you want to come on the show, and then we'll go from there.
You're not going to understand that one. They're not going to understand that one.
They're
not going to understand it. You see what I'm saying?
That, though, I'm going to say this crazy about it. How people getting in trouble for calling someone what they are. Like, if that person is what they are, somebody getting them?
That ain't even what they are. What's so funny? You gotta leave them over there, man, with this, man.
Yeah, but why is Stevie getting in trouble for calling a dog a dog? You know, that dog get mad. You don't call me no dog. Well, you dog.
Right.
That makes, you know, you look at all this stuff that's going on. You can't even say, that's a transgender, whatever, you know.
Right.
And you get in trouble for calling
that
person.
You can't say it, man.
You can't even say
it.
You
know, these kids, man. Well, my baby, I was cooking some tacos, y'all. My baby told me, she like, "Daddy, where that meat come from?" You know, I asked my mama that. You know, like, and she just asked me being funny, but I'm like a cow, you know. She just says, "You got me eating a cow," you know. You see, so that's how these kids look and stuff. You know, like.
Right.
We didn't ask that, but it's really true. That's what it is. So it's like, some things, they just, do you want me to tell me, you telling me that it's not a dog, what you saying. So it's like,
right.
I'm looking at a cat, and it's not a cat. So if they doing that, so you don't need to be wasting time with that if somebody's sitting there doing that anyway. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because some folks just going,
the stop sign's not red, but the stop sign is green.
But it is green, it is. That's what I'm saying. It is green. They right with what I'm saying. They see green. So that's, you just got it. I don't know what to say on that one.
So a football is a spoon, like I eat with. That's football. So I can literally eat the football. I use a spoon to eat some soup. So that's my point.
A car
psychologically,
is a house.
A car is a house, yeah. So I'm going to sit in the house like Snoopy did. Like
you
Snoopy
a
did.
Giraffe.
The red.
You a giraffe. Hey, Steve, you a giraffe.
All right, y'all. All right, so look at so God, we let y'all go. Hey, thanks for calling us. Thank you, guys. Thanks for joining us here on the radio show, Randy. When we get to that point, I'm gonna have some psychologists on the line. Trust me for that, because I really some things we got to stop and talk about while we talk on the show and stop veering away from it. I'm just still trying to understand where this is going, and I don't. We're going to talk about that, but we're going to get into the teacher program, guys, during the new year after Christmas. But we are going to follow up with another show next week, and we'll post that this week. Guys, thanks for calling, joining the show. You guys were awesome. And that's, guys, you go to Randy, you can tell me what they find yet. Randy Himes, 160. You want to go ahead and break that down, Randy? We can follow you yet? Randy Himes.
Oh, Elite 160. Yeah, Elite 160. I just have a following on IG.
Yeah, but Randy, like I said, guys, is a huge giver. He's been giving, helping kids. Guys, you guys follow him on there, and well, we have Randy coming on. Hope he come on to the next show, especially that program with the we're going to talk about the teachers. We're going to do a whole month program of talking about the teachers, and. We have so Randy Himes, retired with Baltimore Ravens, and my younger brother, Scotty Anderson, on the line, Detroit Lions. It's a blessing, guys, to have you on the line. And, again, when you teach someone, too, don't think. The younger generation can teach you, too. Teaching and giving come from everyone, right? And Ms. Gibson, we have the film and artist of dance, Ms. Deborah Gibson Westbrook. Guys, thanks again for entertaining everyone out there. You guys have a wonderful night. All right?
You too.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. So, guys, hope you enjoyed the show. It was very informative. And we're going to get to some topics later down the road. But, again, I want you guys to have enjoyed your night and the rest of the week. We're going to get back on Tuesday next week. Another topic, we'll post it, and we'll post more, guys, for the Jackson Parish area, my hometown, for the toy drives, and a gift, the raffle for just not for the, well, for quite a few bikes, and also, too, if you want to give more, we left information there for you, and we'll post it more, and also, too, the raffle for the parents also. Guys, have a wonderful night. Thanks again for joining the show tonight.